It's a song that says, I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our daily devotions, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Kirkland H. Russell, Jr., and I'm rector of St. Stephen's Parish in 8 Mile Rock, Grand Bahama. It is my pleasure to share this devotion with you today. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring to order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the words of St. John's Gospel, chapter 8. Verses 31 to 42. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are my true disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does. They said to him, We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, God himself. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. The word of the Lord. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus tells the Jews that if they believe in him and abide in his word, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. However, they thought Jesus was speaking of physical slavery, because they said they were descendants of Abraham and that they were never enslaved. But Jesus was not talking about slavery in the physical sense, that is, to be in shackles and chains. He was speaking of the slavery of sin. This is why he says in verse 34, Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Meaning that sin shackles us and binds us like a slave. But who the Son sets free, he is truly free indeed. You see, brothers and sisters, the truth Jesus is speaking of is this, that sin has the power to control our very lives. But those who believe in the liberating power of Jesus Christ can be set free from the power of sin over their lives. Because when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we ask him to forgive our sins, when we turn away from those sins, The blood of Jesus Christ that was spilled on the cross for us on Calvary washes us white as snow. We are freed from the stranglehold sin had on our lives. And today we need to understand that unaddressed sin in our lives is a very dangerous thing. I say unaddressed sin because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. However, if we confess our sins, our God, He is faithful and He is just, and He will forgive our sins and He will cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. But I ask you, what happens when we sin and we don't repent? I liken sin to an infestation of cockroaches. No matter how clean you keep your home, roaches always find their way back in. First, you see some in the kitchen. Then you see another one in the living room. Then some more in the den. Then you see them in the bedrooms and the bathrooms. And then before you know it, they have taken over your entire house. Your home has become infested with these roaches. That's how sin works. It starts out small. We don't address it. So what happens? It grows and it multiplies. And it gets to the point in our lives where it has taken everything over. It has put a stranglehold on us. It has put us in chains and shackles. But there is good news today, friends. Even when our lives have become infested with sin and unrighteousness, I am glad to tell you that there is an exterminator named Jesus who will, with his mighty power, take away all of our unrighteous deeds. If we allow him into our hearts, if we turn away from our sin, if we ask him for forgiveness, Jesus will make our homes roach-free, that is, sin-free. Because the truth is that God's grace is greater than all of our sin. Let Jesus set you free today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son Jesus to set us free from the power of sin and death. Help us to live as your free children, not bound by sin, but free in Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this devotion. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Thank you, and God bless you.
See, I'm free indeed. Yep. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. See, I'm free indeed. Was blind, but now I see.